This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman, Kelvin and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So the Department of Statistics has revealed today that the median monthly salaries and wages of graduates with full-time occupations increased about 400 ringgit in 2018 to about 3,940 ringgit.
Right. So according to the department's survey for 2018, employed graduates earned about 4,680 ringgit, while semi-skilled graduates took home 2,100 ringgit. And the survey also found that just over 20% of Malaysia's working age population covers graduates. And labour force participation rate for graduates was about 84%, which is about 4.1 million persons. And graduates in the report were defined as those aged 15 years and over with highest certificate obtained from universities, colleges, polytechnics and similar recognised bodies where they studied for at least 2 years. And this is Stats Department Chief Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Uzair Mahidin expanding the findings.
Kita dapati sebanyak 84.2% adalah siswaza bekerja dalam kategori pekerja bergaji, diikuti oleh bekerja sendiri sebanyak 9.3% dan kategori majikan merangkumi 5%. So kita very interesting lah. Dia di kalangan siswaza kita ni dia jadi majikan sebanyak 5%. Jadi very good sebenarnya moving forward negara kita, kita memerlukan ramai entrepreneur. So, bila entrepreneur ni, mereka akan menjadi orang yang mewujudkan job creation kepada orang lain. Jadi, dengan numbers ni, sama ada dah cukup tak cukup, kita boleh lihat dari segi kepulauan negara lah. Pastinya, kita memerlukan lebih ramai lah daripada jumlah ni. Sebab bila kita katakan mereka siswaza, biasanya mereka punya keupayaan dan juga thinking, pemikiran yang jauh ke hadapan. Yang mana dia boleh mengambil kira risiko dan juga peluang, opportunity. Dan kita nak ramai di kalangan siswaza ni mampu mengukuhkan sistem sosioekonomi negara dengan keupayaan yang mereka ada lah. Dengan berkecimpung sebagai entrepreneur ataupun menjadi majikan.
So what I found interesting from what Stats Department Chief Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Uzair said was that there is a growing trend of graduates becoming their own bosses.
Right.
But on that note though, do we also know what might be the employment rate based on gender?
Yeah, so based on the overall report, the number of employed female graduates was marginally higher than male. And females stood at 50.4% or about 2 million persons. And graduates' unemployment rate in 2018 was slightly lower at 3.9%. And the report also found that 70% of unemployed graduates were actively seeking work and were also available for work. So there's also a long-term unemployment which covers those without jobs for more than a year. And this stood at 8.4%. So the Finance Ministry, of course, announced recently in the budget that graduates who secure a job after being unemployed for more than a year will receive a 500 ringgit wage incentive per month. And employers will also receive a hiring incentive of up to 300 ringgit per month for each new hire for up to 2 years. So I expect this could really change the complexion of these numbers in the coming years.
So moving on to Bursa then, shares of Iskandar Waterfront Holdings and Ecovest were soaring today. What's happening there?
Yeah, so IWH CRC Consortium, which is a JV by IWH and China Railway Group, there was a news that they are signing a deal for the Bandar Malaysia development project on Tuesday. So that's why they are reacting, and the agreement ceremony will be, of course, witnessed by the Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and China's Ambassador to Malaysia, Bai Tian, among others. And IWH CRC, Seri Berhad, is, of course, the master developer of the Bandar Malaysia project. And last month, they signed a 370 million ringgit facility agreement with CIMB to partly finance the investment as well. So IWH closed 12.7% higher at 1 ringgit 2 sen. And another counter link to Tan Sri Lim Kang Hu, which is Ecovest, also closed 12% higher at 90 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.